This room, internally referred to as Alex's Refuge, was initially the location where the Eli video call took place. However, once that video call was moved out to the balcony, this room was freed up to solve other problems. In the Half-Life series, we've always tried to ensure that there's generally enough narrative for all players to understand where they're going and why, but for players who slow down and pay attention, there's more detail that can lead to a greater understanding. With the balcony being a place to get familiar with the game's inputs, the greenhouse being where the story kicks off, and the Strider there to surprise players with spectacle, we decided that the Refuge could be a quiet moment for players, where they could discover more narrative detail in the environment. At the same time, it could be a place where they can play around a bit more now that they're acclimated to being in VR. Spending time in the Refuge is meant to bring players into Alex's role in the Resistance and her place in the world. We wanted it to feel like a real stakeout spot, where Alex had been cooped up for weeks or months while planning the heist, doing research on the Combine. The camcorder, snark, and whiteboards are all toys that respond to detailed interaction and reward deeper investigation, giving curious players more information about the world of City 17 and what Alex has been doing in it.